Okay, this is a story called Souvenir's Last Passage about a woman named Nan Gray, who's 64 years old and is taking a trip with her husband, who's a little older than she and having memory problems, very serious memory problems. And they run into some very difficult times. So I'm going to read a short passage that has to do with when her husband takes the wheel and she's gone below to rest for a while. She lay in a twilight world of rushing water, wondering whether or not she had fallen asleep, stumbling vaguely from one dream to another. Informing those dreams was the endless, recurring, indomitable hope that Bill was getting better, that the medicine was working, that his memory had improved today, that his upbeat speech and behavior were not superficial, that he really had gotten control of this disease and was licking it, that he was recreating himself. "Nan! Nan, get up!" No, she thought or said. No, it simply could not be. They'd agreed on 3-hour watches, a compromise between 2 and 4. 3 hours could not possibly have passed so quickly. She moaned aloud. "Shush," he said, for no apparent reason. "Is it my watch already?" she whined, her face in the pillow. "Not yet," he said. She opened her eyes. If it were not yet her watch, what was he doing? "Is there something wrong?" "I think so," he said. "I'm not sure." She felt weary tears shoot toward her eyes. What was he thinking now? Last week, on the way to Antigua, he had turned the boat around, somehow convinced that he was supposed to find the reciprocal. But he had been fine for much of the time. What was it now? Bill? He'd gone. She cursed and crawled from behind the lee cloth. A lurching wave knocked her off balance, and she fell headlong against the quarter berth. Bracing both knees against the berth, she thrust her arms into the stiff, damp cloth of her foul weather jacket, then leaned over the chart table to see whether or not Bill had gotten a fix. He had. A neat X lay halfway between Barbuda and St. Bart's, only slightly off their rum line. She looked at her watch. He had charted the fix only a half hour ago. Now where was he? Nan climbed the companionway, nervous that she could see Bill nowhere. Then she felt his bony hand draw into the well of the cockpit. What in the hell? Hush. Don't say anything. Bill. Oh, Bill, listen. Everything is all right. Just let me. He held her, gripping her arm above the elbow, the bones of his fingers firm to the crinkling foul weather gear. We're being followed, he said. Followed? This struck her as ridiculous, and she felt a sudden angry laugh rise in her throat. She was sick. She was tired. She was not exactly a spring chicken, and damn it all, it wasn't even her watch yet. They don't have any lights. What? No running lights. I saw them through the binoculars when I was doing my usual 360. I don't want them to know how many of us are there or anything about us. I'm sure they're looking through their binoculars, too. Let me see, she said. Just stay low, he whispered. All we need is for them to see an elderly woman and her senile husband. We're an easy target, my dear. She took the binoculars from around his neck. Where are they, she asked. Off the port quarter. Stay down. The port side dipped with the wind, making it difficult to stay out of sight. She crawled along the cockpit seat, then raised her head just enough to lift the binoculars over the weather cloths. Nothing. Nothing. Bingo. There was a boat, black shadow, lightless, parallel to their course and probably closing. She couldn't tell what kind of boat it was, a motorboat of some kind, a fishing boat perhaps, except where were its lights? She remembered reading of pirates off Barbuda.